Backstage. So I have been meaning to do this questionnaire and it's been saved for a while and I just never got around to it. But now's as good a time as any, you know, shit fuck o'clock in the morning because I can't sleep, whatever. Try to be quiet because, you know, fucking roomies and God forbid I wake anybody up. But anyway, so I'm going to give you the best answers I can. Some things are mine and I save them for myself, but, you know, I'm going to try to be as forthcoming as possible. So, question one, when did you lose your virginity? I was 15. The boy, bless him, the boy was 17. Through some comedy of errors, like Shakespearean level miscommunication, neither of us knew that it was the other's first time until after the fact. But I was the absolutely the primary instigator in that situation, and I'm probably one of the only people who can say that their first time was not just absolutely horrendous. So I was 15. Two, rough sex or soft and tender? Both. The answer is both. I don't know. Both is good. I like both. If I'm in a mood for rough sex, I prefer to be the one controlling that situation. I've had some past experiences that did not go so well. So I prefer to be in charge of that. But anyway, both. Number three, do you have any unusual kinks or fetishes? I don't think that anything I'm into is particularly unusual. I like pretty boy begging. I have a riding crop that I like to use sometimes. I'm a fan of, you know, biting and scratching and leaving marks. At this point, I think the fact that I don't have a daddy kink is probably more unusual than anything else, because holy shit, you guys, there is so much daddy kink out there. Like, is there something wrong with me that I don't have one? Like, I have concerns. But like, I'm Southern. I grew up calling my actual father daddy, and he's kind of a skeevy piece of shit. And so I have no, like, less than zero interest in calling some male sexual partner daddy. Like, it's not my thing at all. And so I think it's probably unusual that I don't have that kink, because every fucking body else seems to have it except me. Although, I will note the exception. I actually did come across a photo of a girl I went to college with a few days ago, and she is so hot, and she posted a picture of herself at the gym in like this bright pink tank top that said daddy AF, and I'm like, oh no, I would probably call her daddy, because holy shit, she is fucking something else. But anyway, so exception for this one girl, I would call this one girl daddy, but other than that, it is not my kink, and that's probably the most unusual kink I have, is a lack of kink. Anyway, number four, weirdest place you've had sex? Okay, so, see, there was this video monitored hallway in a public building. And the doorways were sort of recessed off of the hallway. So, like, even if the doorway was locked, there was sort of a little alcove that was, like, in a blind spot for the camera. So, yeah, there. That was probably the weirdest place that I've had sex. In a public building, in a hallway that is video monitored, just in the blind spot of the camera, in an alcove of a doorway. Because there's something fucking wrong with me, apparently. Number five, favorite sex position. I don't know, I'm kind of of two minds on this one because I don't know, because I'm kind of dommy and I like to ride, so cowgirl is a favorite. But then sometimes you just want to be bent over something, so I like that too. So I'm about 50-50 split on that. Number six, favorite cuddle position. Spoons is absolutely my favorite. I don't mind being the big spoon, but I like being the little spoon too. For reasons that we'll get to in a question that comes later, actually. But yes, spoons is my favorite cuddle position. Seven, do you like to be dominant or submissive? I'm naturally dominant, I think. Even when I'm feeling switchy, subby, there's a dominant streak that I just can't get rid of. So, yeah. Sorry, guys. Not your F sub. Number eight. Have you ever had any one-night stands? I have not. I kind of like the. I don't know. I'm a fan of the pursuit and the actual, flirting and the cat and mouse part. And yeah, one-night stands just don't have quite hold quite the appeal for me that they do for other people. Number nine, sex on the bed, couch, or floor. Not gonna lie, guys. Floor is good for its, for its purpose, and the bed is always nice and comfy, but I'm a fan of the couch. Like, not every time, of course, but I don't know. Like, it's multifunctional. There's all kinds of fun acrobatic shit you can get up to. Number 10, have you ever been caught masturbating? If so, by who, and would you ask them to join? I have. Because my mother didn't believe in us having locks on our doors. So, no, in fact, I would not ask my mother to join me. But other than that, no, because I'm a grown adult who has her own space. So, other than, mom, when I was a teenager, I've not been caught, quote unquote, caught masturbating. 11. Have you ever had sex in a public place? Oh, yeah. Lots of public sex, and not because I'm like particularly, an exhibitionist and like just want to get caught or just want to have sex in a public place. Looking back, I'm like, holy shit, there's been a lot of that. Like, that's a lot of misdemeanors. There's been a lot of car sex. There's been some just general outdoor sex. There was a particularly memorable incident on a picnic table, and the aforementioned, public building video monitored hallway. But yeah, there's been a lot of that. Oops. What does your favorite sexy underwear look like? I like the little cheeky boy shorts in like bright, unexpected colors, like neon yellow or like lime green or something that's just really unexpected. And if you're a woman, what could your partner, he or she, wear? I like people to wear what's comfortable. I mean, you can tell when someone's wearing something that's comfortable, and you can, especially for women, you can tell what they feel sexy in, and it's usually something that's comfortable to them. So yeah, whatever's comfy. For guys, again, whatever's comfy, although I am a fan of, boxers and boxer briefs. But then I'm also a fan of guys in pretty lacy women, women's underwear. So, I'm flexible. 13. How often do you have sex? That's none of your fucking business, and I'm gonna skip that one. 14. Do you prefer giving or receiving oral sex? That one's gonna depend. I feel like that's probably an unusual answer, but It's going to depend on my partner, because if I'm with a partner that's particularly vocal and responsive, I like giving oral sex. I'm, you know, pretty fucking good at it, if I do say so myself. And so if they're really responsive and vocal and make pretty noises, I fucking love that shit. But I have some past experiences that sort of shape my preferences. One of which applying here being, don't fucking don't grab my head and try to guide me. Like, let me do what I'm gonna fucking do. I got this. I'll do it my way, or I won't do it at all. So don't fucking, I hate that shit. So if I'm with a partner that is, you know, like trying to do that, no, that's no oral pleasure for you. That's, I'm done. We're done. Bye. So yeah, it really depends. But generally I find that the partners that are like super aggressive with, you know, when I'm giving oral sex are super aggressive with, you know, when I'm receiving oral sex too, which is nice. But yeah, no, if I'm like, eh, nope, you're cut off, then you're not fucking touching me. So that puts an end to the proceedings altogether. Cause yeah, again, past experiences, I got hard stops, and that's one of them. But yeah, so no, receiving oral sex is nice. It's always nice. But yeah, so either way, depends on the partner. 15, is there anybody right now that you'd like to have sex with? Yes. And that's all you get. 16, most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you during sex? Well, being fucking spied on is one. In high school, boyfriend and I were at like, it wasn't even a party, it was like a little get together, and we were in a different room, completely separate room, door closed, locked, having some time, and our friends like left the house, like they went outside and around the house and like climbed over like bushes and shit to peek into the window and spy on us. And that was really embarrassing for me, not because of anything that I did or anything that happened during the actual sex, but just like that was like an invasion of privacy, and I was really embarrassed about it. Like, I would have told you about it if you had asked me. You don't have to fucking spy on me. I don't know. Anyway, that was embarrassing for me. 17, a song you'd listen to during hard, rough, or kinky, sexy times. Pretty much anything by Rammstein. Yeah, they're phenomenal. Check that out. 18, a song you'd listen to during soft, slow, passionate, or sweet, sexy times. I'm sure everybody's got a million and three songs for that, but I like Passenger by the Deftones featuring Maynard, and I like Sugar by Tori Amos, and I don't even know if there's like a studio album or like an album version of Sugar. Like she plays it live. And I've only ever heard live versions. I don't know that there is an album version, but there's To Venus and Back. There's a live version that's recorded and on the To Venus and Back record that's very good. And that would be a good one. 19, are you into dressing up for sex? I do own a fair amount of corsets and garter belts and thigh-high stockings, that I do like to wear on occasion. Not all the time. It's too much all the time. But on occasion, I do like to break them out. Because, you know, they make you feel sexy. And you get that jaw drop effect from your partner, which is nice. That's a confidence boost. So, yeah, sometimes. 20. Would you prefer sex in the bath or the shower? Oh, absolutely the bath. Because the shower requires balance and, you know, defiance of gravity, and your girl ain't that brave. And the bath just requires that you don't flood the whole fucking house. 21. Have you ever had a threesome? I have. I've had a few. They've all been girl, girl, boy. I've never had a boy, boy, girl threesome, although I am interested. I am interested in that. Mostly, though, because I'm interested in seeing the guys together. And it's a lot harder to find bi boys where I live. I live in a very conservative area, and bi boys are in short supply. So harder to find that. Bi girls, by the buttloads. Bi boys, not so much. 22. If you could have sex with anyone right now, who would it be? So So, I call him my hypothetical hockey husband. Because hypothetically, if I were, you know, several years younger and, you know, prettier and thinner and not such a chicken shit coward that I would never ever approach him, I would hypothetically, you know, shoot my shot and put a ring on it or whatever. But he will never ever know. He will never know. And I'm totally okay with that. 23. Do you or would you use a sex toy? I do. I have a few sex toys and I do use them occasionally. Not all the time. It'd be too much all the time, but I do on occasion. 24. Have you ever sent someone a dirty text or picture? If so, what was it? I'm paranoid about pictures. I don't send dirty pictures ever, ever, ever. But I have sent dirty messages. It wasn't so much like a standard dirty text message. They asked me to tell them a story. So I did. To great effect, apparently. And that's all you get on that one. 25. Is there anything you do after sex, like smoking, eating, drinking? I hydrate, because your bitch gets thirsty. But yeah, I usually get something to drink, and then if it's particularly good, I take my ass to sleep. 26. Would you have sex with your best friend? No. And I'll tell you why. So, my twin sister is my best friend. And as much as, you know, the whole incestuous lesbianism angle gets some folks going, not us. That's not a thing that's gonna happen. But as far as people that are actually, you know, not related to us, I had the hugest crush on my best friend growing up. Like it was bad, it was bad. And I did eventually tell her. I told her, she knew. But you know, we grew up and she got married, you know, fairly young, and I was like a bridesmaid at her wedding. Like, wow. Twist the knife a little bit, why don't you? But anyway, now she was getting married. I was happy that she was happy. Cool, fine, whatever. And then we fell out of touch a little bit because she was, you know, married and having babies and, you know, doing that whole thing. And I'm like, okay, cool. And then several years later, I get a message on Facebook from some guy that we had gone to high school with. And it wasn't even like I was friends with this guy. Like, I just knew of him, like I knew him, but we weren't like buddies. And he's like messaging me on Facebook out of the blue, and I'm like, what the fuck? Okay, hi, how's it going? The fuck are you messaging me for? And then he starts telling me about this illicit affair that he's having with my best friend, who's still married. And I'm like, okay, A, I don't want to know. And B, if this is something that I need to hear, I need to hear it from her. She's the one who's my friend, not you. I don't even really like you. Like, what the fuck? This is so fucked up. And then he comes to the real reason why he's reaching out to me. Because he and my friend want me to join them. And I was just heartbroken. Like that shit cut me to the bone. Like, I was devastated. Like, I'm sorry. Like, she knew how I felt about her. She could have had me if she wanted me, but she didn't. And the first time that she's, you know, making any sort of overture or reaching out to me in that way is through this fucking scumbag, because she wants to spice up her love life with her lover that's not her husband. Like, what the fuck? I can't even make my brain jump through those hoops to get to where, like, just the fucking unmitigated gall. But also, I was just fucking devastated, right? Like, I just couldn't, like, there aren't words. Because, no, just no. Like, if she and her husband had the kind of relationship where she could have, like, a girlfriend on the side, like, maybe. But they didn't. They don't have that kind of thing going. And I'm not getting naked anywhere close to her husband. And definitely not this fucking guy. Her taste in men is fucking atrocious. And I was just like, just, I had to take some time to, like, put myself back together. Like, that shit hurt me. So no, the answer to would you have sex with your best friend, the answer is no. Sorry, that just went entirely off on a very serious tangent, and I did not intend for it to, but I just, that shit's not okay. 27, early morning sex or late night sex? Late night sex, 100%, do not wake me up. Do not ever wake me up. If you wake me up thinking that there's going to be some happy time, you are in for a rude awakening, let me tell you. You've got another think coming. I'm not a morning person in any way, shape, or form. Just don't do it. Don't do it if you value your life. 28, something that will never fail to get you horny. Kisses on the back of my neck. It fucking gets me going every time. So, which harkens back to favorite cuddle position, spoons, which, you know, sort of lends itself to kisses on the back of your neck, which turns into sexy times. 29, favorite body part on him, her, or yourself. I like necks and shoulders and collarbones. I don't know, like, I like the aesthetic. Like, I like the way it looks, but also I like to kiss and bite and leave marks. on me or him or her, it's all around. That's my favorite part. 30, do you watch porn? Not anymore. I used to and found that the audio was the part that I was really interested in, and you have to listen to a whole lot of real fake screeching to try to get to the more intimate murmurings, which is what I was looking for. And so then I found this site, and I don't have to watch a whole bunch of fake tits and a whole bunch of really acrobatic, flexible, bendy, improbable, just horrificness trying to get the best camera angle. Like, I don't even give a shit about all that. That's not how normal people fuck. I just want to hear somebody talking to me. So yeah, no, not so much anymore. But when I do, I generally prefer the amateur, like boyfriend girlfriend amateur couples or whatever, because that at least is has more of a realistic angle than the overproduced, garbage. And that's the end of the questionnaire. So hopefully I haven't woken anybody up. And hopefully you guys had as much fun as I did. Yay, I finally did the thing. Thanks guys, have a good one.